Today's daf is Chul and Daf Kuf Vav. We are holding on Daf Kuf Hey on the days. We're in the middle of reading through the 8 different things that Abaye thought originally, and then he was educated as to why people were nohig that way, and it was different than he had originally thought. So I think we read through the first 5. Yeah, I think it was the first 5. We're up to number 6. Va'amar Abaye Mirisha Avamina. It's about 15 lines before the end of the page. Last run line is Amina. Va'amar Abaye Mirisha Avamina. Haydelo Achli Yarka Denafal Atocha Mishum Miisusa. Abaye said that I used to think that the reason people don't eat vegetables that fell on the ground is because it's disgusting. Amli Mar Mishum Dekashal Reach HaPeh. But then I was told that it's because of bad breath, that it's going to give a person bad breath, and that's why people avoid eating it. Number 7, Va'am Rabbi Mirish Havamina, I used to think, Haidlo Yasvi Tusi Marziva Mishum Shovchim, that the reason people don't sit underneath the gutters of the house where it's spilling out the waters is because of Shovchim, because they're afraid that they're going to have disgusting water drain out and hit them. But Amrli Mar Mishum Deshchichi Mazikin. But then I was told that it wasn't because people don't want to get wet from disgusting waters, it was because there are Mazikin by those waters, and they don't want the mazikin to affect them. Hanushakulai, the havudaru chavisa dechamra. So there were these schleppers that were carrying barrels of wine. And they wanted a rest, so they put the barrels of wine underneath the pipe, the drain pipe. So paka, the barrels burst, the barrels broke. Asul kamed mar baravashi. They went to mar baravashi and they said, obviously, what happened was we put these barrels under the drain pipe, and that's where the mazikin are. So the mazikin broke our barrels of wine. If you look at Rashi, paka sheshavra hamazik. The mazik came and destroyed the barrels of wine. So they went to mar baravashi to see what they could do to these mazikin. So apik shipure shamte. So mar baravashi took out the shofros and he put them in a shamte. He put them in a cherim. He put the mazikin in a cherim. Asul kamed. So Amarlei Amay Tavirachi. So the Mazikin came for the Din Torah because they heard they were put in Chayrim. So he said, "Why did you do this? Why did you break this guy's barrels for?" So Amarlei Hechi Avid Ki Usve Bonai. So they said, "Well, what do you want to do?" He put the barrels right in my ears. They were very annoying to me. He put them right where I hear them. So if you look at Rashi, Dosve Bonai Ushivu Baaznai Sheyisi Yashin Sham. I sleep under the drain pipe, and he put these barrels right on top of my ears. I was sleeping. I couldn't stand it. So Amalei at beduchta deshchichi rabim, my bias. So he said, "Well, what are you mazikin doing in a place where there are a lot of people around?" Atu deshanisa, you're the one that did the wrong thing by hanging out in a place where there are a lot of people around. Zil shalim, and therefore you, the mazikin, have to go reimburse this fellow for his barrels of wine. So Amalei hashanami likvili marzim navi pareya. So they said, "Okay, but you got to give her some time to come up with the money to be able to pay him back the wine." Kavale zimna, so he said a certain amount of time that they had to come up with the money. Kimat zimna Yaakev, and when the Zman came, it took them a little longer. They were still being Ma'akev a little bit. So when they finally came, he said, "No, why didn't you come on time? Why didn't you come when you were supposed to come?" So they said, because anything that's tied up and sealed and counted is something that we don't have the ability to take from until we find something from Hefker. So we didn't find anything available because Mazikim can't just go around taking anything. They're very limited in what they could take. So a couple of things on this story. First of all, I'm not really sure what to make of it in terms of the Mazikin and as if they come to a Din Torah. But there is a comment of the Or Zeruah. The Shor Mitzion Balacha quotes from Or Zeruah and Hilchos Erevin, some Kuf Mem Zayin, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Achasid, that Shadim are Ma'amin B'Torah and Osim Kol Masha Amru Chachamim, that Shadim believe in Torah and do everything the Chachamim say. And Vishalim Yanu Imkein Lamuhu Ba Aleshas Ish. So they asked Rabbi Yehuda Achasid, if so, why was a Shade Ba on Neshas Ish? Why did he sleep with the Neshas Ish? Because sometimes this shade did this person did bad things, so they slept with the HSH. Unclear exactly what that's about. But the Or Zeruah says that you see the shade listen to the Dine Torah from this Gemara, that he was brought to a Din Torah, he was paskined on the shade. paid that he asked to pay, so he went out and he paid. Rashi Maseches Erevin on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph writes that Shadim are not Shomrei Shabbos, that Shadim don't observe Shabbos. The Shor Mitzvah Balachim Maseches Sota discusses if you have a Shade that's Baal Eishes Ish and pretends to be the husband, whether she becomes Asur Labayla. Again, I don't know how halacha lemaisa this is, but exactly what the status of a shade is in terms of Torah mitzvos. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's a discussion in the Rishonim. But more down to earth, I guess, is the fact that it says Kol Mili did Sair v'Chasim Mekayel Mani Lasa Rishusa, that they said that they can't affect anything that's numbered until it's hefker. So it sounds like anything that's not madudu manui is worse, because the shade has the ability to control that debate. The shade has the ability to take from things that haven't been counted. So there is a Gemara Masechet Metzia Daf Mem Beis that says that Ein HaBracha Metzuya Lo B'Davar HaShakol V'Lo B'Davar HaMadud V'Lo B'Davar HaManui Ela B'Davar HaSamu Min HaAyin. Now you can't find bracha in something that's already pre-counted. It has to be something that's Samu Min HaAyin, that only if you haven't counted up exactly what you have, only then can bracha be matzoy in that item, because then you're not going to notice, it's not going to be so evident that a miracle happened and that the whatever item you had grew. So that's where you're going to have bracha. Yet over here it says that that's where you could have klala, that's where the shadim are going to be able to take from that which isn't counted. So there are two ways to approach it. One way to approach it is that, yeah, it's two sides of the same coin, meaning something that is counted, you know what you've got, and that's not going to change. But if it's not counted, it could still fluctuate. So yeah, bracha is not found and klala is not found with something that's counted. And bracha and klala can be found with something that is counted. Torah Chaim over understands that the Torah Chaim and the Gemara over there in Bava Metzia says that our Gemara is saying that the shade is going to be able to have control over it only when it's a midi daf keira. The shade said, look, I can't take from things that are counted unless I find a midi daf keira, meaning even if it's not counted, it still has to be hefker. He only has the rishus to take from something that's hefker. That's the way he understands our Gemara. I don't think that's the pasha pshat in the Gemara. Right? The pasha pshat in the Gemara is that even if something is counted, if it were hefker, he'd be allowed to take from it. He says, I can't take midi detzayir v'chasim mekay l'mani. But anyway, that's the way the Torah Chaim understands this Gemara. And now the final hanhaga that Abaye thought he understood until he was told otherwise. Va'amar Abaye, four lines from the bottom. Mereshava mina, I used to think, I used to think that the reason people would take a little bit off of the top of the barrel, they would take a little bit of water off of the top of the barrel before drinking from it, is because they were afraid of little wood chips of the barrel being floating on top of the water, so they didn't want to drink that, obviously, that could be a sakana, so they would just skim it off the top. So Amrli Mar, Mishum Di'ika Mayim Harayim, but then I was told that it's because there's Mayim Harayim at the top of the barrel, which Rashi points out, Pa'amim Shashasa Mehen Shade Vizuta Kanasan. Mayim Harayim means that a shade would drink from the water once in a while, and this is the way to be misaken the barrel. So Ha'ubar Shida, Dava Be'erav Papa, there was a shade that was by Rav Papa, so he went to bring him water from the river, Iakev, and it took him a while. Ki asa amrle amay Iakeves Iakvats. So when he came, he said, "What took you so long?" Amru ad chalfi mayim arayim. He says, "I waited till I had to get rid of the mayim arayim that the mazikin drank from." Adahachi chazinu dekashadu mayim mipum dechatzba. But then he saw that when Rav Papa drank, he anyway skimmed off the top of the barrel. He took some of the water off. Amri avi yadana deregilis of the mevadachi lo yakvi. He says, "If I would have known that you're makbet to do that, then I wouldn't have taken me. It wouldn't have taken me longer. I wouldn't have waited because I didn't realize that you protect yourself from these things." If you look at Tosfos, Chazim Davishadi Mayim Yipum Dechatzba, Vadi Yaakov Lo Sabatzmo Kain. So Frank tells us he had a much simpler solution. This shaliach, instead of waiting so long, and then in order to avoid the waters of the Mazikin, he could have gotten the water right away and skimmed off the top, just like Rav Papa himself did. So he says, why didn't he do that? So Oshalo Diyam Lufisho Yari Shek Pidu Alav Shara Shedim. Could be that he didn't want to let him know because he was afraid that that the other Shadim would be upset him. If he would let Rav Papa know what he was doing, and by skimming off the waters, Rav Papa would realize. Inami ein moel elim kein shadilu ahu gavru gufei deshasi. Or maybe you have to realize we're not talking about removing something physical. We're talking about removing some spiritual negativity from these waters. So maybe it doesn't help to have a shade to remove the top waters. You need the person who's actually drinking the water to remove the top waters in order for it to help with the shadim. Again, as we pointed out yesterday, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's approach to all of this to shadim is he thinks the Rambam is not being chalik on the Gemaras when the Rambam says that there's no such thing as shadim. He thinks that there's this cosmic balance in the universe that anytime you have Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes Liakov and Sefer Shmos, so that anytime you have very strong positive spiritual forces, the world has equally strong negative spiritual forces. So when you have Ruach HaKodesh, you have Kishuf. When you have Nevuah, you have Shadin. You know, things like that, that it balances out. Now that we no longer have Ruach HaKodesh, we no longer have Nevuah, so we don't have these negative spiritual forces of Shadim and Kishuf. He thinks that's what the Rambam meant when the Rambam says there's no such thing as Shadim. Even though it's a little bit hard to understand, because the Rambam in general is an extreme rationalist, but the Rabbi Yaakov says it can't be that the Rambam would say directly against all these Gemaras. The other possibility is that the Rambam understood these Gemaras as allegory. It could be that he understood that there's some allegorical meaning and messages in these Gemaras, but not to literally be speaking about Shadim. Okay, anyway, so third line from the top now, Kufav Amalav, Ki Asr Avdimi Amar, Mayim HaRishonim HaChilu Basar Chazir, Achronim HaTziyos Yishim Baila. We were discussing in this context, Mayim HaRishonim, Mayim HaChronim, that the first Hanhaga that Abaye saw, that he thought he understood, was the fact that Lo Mashu Maya Basrai Al Ara, that people didn't wash Mayim Achronim on the ground. So that's how we got into all those Abaye Hanhagos. So it was because we were discussing Mayim Rishon and Mayim Achronim. We were discussing how warm the water is allowed to be from Mayim Rishon and Mayim Achronim. So now we're continuing with that discussion. So Rav Dimi said that Mayim Rishonim once caused a person to eat Basar Chazir, meaning failure to observe Mayim Rishonim to do Netilas Yadayim, and Achronim Motzios Yishem Yibayla, and Mayim Achronim forced a woman to leave her husband. So ki asa rav in amar rishonim hechilu basar chazir, basar nevela, achronim argvas hanefesh. Ravin said, no, mayim rishonim fed a person nevela once, and mayim achronim killed a person once. So how do you remember who said what? So Rav Nachman Yitzchak v'simenayich asa rav dimi afka, also Ravin Katla. Rav Dimi is one that said that it was Mapik in Isha Mibayla. Ravin said, no, it actually killed a man. Now, and Rabbi Abba Masi Chadamehani V'Chadamehani L'Chumra. Rabbi Abba had it, he taught that it was Basar Chazir like Rav Dimi, and Mayim Rishonim fed a person Basar Chazir, and Achronim killed a person. He went with the more severe one in each case. That Basar Chazir, Rashi says, is more Chumra than Nevela, because it has two Isurim. It's both Basar Chazir, and it's an Isser Nevela. I don't think that's only Chazir. I think Rashi would assume that any Behemoth Tmeya is both Chazir and Nevela. So anyway, what's this all about? What do you mean? Killed the person, Mapakisha Mibaila? What's going on over here? So Hechilu Basar Chazir, Rashi explains, or Basar Nevela it would explain it the same way. Shayachen v'ni Yisrael mocher Basar Shchuta liYisrael, that there was a Jewish storekeeper who would only sell kosher meat to Jews, umavashal machilim, and he would cook it and he would feed them perfectly good kosher meat. Ukshovit kochavim babachanusa, but when a guy would come to a store, machilo nevelos, he would give the guy nevelos, uba yehudi echad lechol v'lo natal yadav, and one Jew came to a store, and he didn't wash his hands, he didn't wash before the meal. So So the storekeeper assumed it was a guy, so he gave him the basar chazir. He had he had one menu, or maybe two menus or whatever, when he saw a guy walk into the store, so that he would give him a certain type of meat. So he saw this guy, he assumed he was a guy, and he gave him the basar chazir. So that's the story with Hechila Basar Chazir. So the question becomes, well, wait a second, wasn't the guy distinguishable anyway in his appearance as a Jew? Meaning, if not, then wasn't he violating more serious Isurim? The Rambam writes in the very beginning, the very first halach of the 11th parak of Hilchas Avodas Kochavim, that a Jew has to dress differently than a guy, that a Jew should be distinct from a guy, bimal bushav, in the way that he dresses. It's a fascinating Rambam. Rav Aaron Kahn pointed out when I was in YU in the Musa Shmuz, he pointed out that it said that the Rambam's lashon was fascinating, because he says a Jew should be different than a guy, bimal bushav, kishem, just like it's obvious that he's already different, b'deyosav, and you know, in his life's goals and in his dreams and what he holds chashuv and what he. So Rav Kahn pointed out that halavai, that the Rambam's assumption would be true, that we're it's so obvious that we're already different in everything else. But anyway, but there is such a halacha. So the Marik in the Tshuva and Simon Peches writes that when a Jew goes to do business with a non-Jew, who goes out in the world, he does not have to. He does not have to dress any differently. He could be lavush ka'akum. Tim lokein lo hayachalitos. Because if it were not so, says the Marik, then the story in our Gemara or Rashi doesn't make sense. What do you mean that it was the failure to wash mayim rishon and those hechilu basar chazir? It was the violation of this issur of wearing malbush akum that was machilu basar chazir. Why are we told of the kalkala in mayim rishonim? We should be told of the kalkala in the issur of b'chukoseim lo seilechu. Much more severe issur in issur d'oraisa. So, what about the Rambam? So he says, no, when the Rambam says the Efri Muvdol Mehen and Yadua B'Malbusho, that's talking about Malbushim Yuchadim Lehem B'Shvil Pritzos Uchadome. That's talking about special clothing that they have that's a Pritzostika kind of dress. That's what you're not allowed to do. But to wear a regular business suit, to dress like a guy would dress to go to work, he doesn't think that that's a problem. If you look at, this is assuming no yarmulke, obviously, but that's a discussion for a different time. If you look at the Ramah in Yerdeya, Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, so the Mechaber quotes Lashon Rambam, Ein holchin b'chukos of the chavim v'lo yilbush malbush am yuchad lehem, v'lo yigodol tzitzas rosho, kumot tzitzas rosham, shouldn't have the same haircuts as them, etc. Says the Ramah, El yehe muvdol mehem b'malbushav b'shar maisav, v'kol zeh eino aser el b'davar shenagubo of the chavim l'shem pritzos, that's only if it's a malbush of pritzos, or something that they do that has no logical reason to it. Where you have to worry if something doesn't have any logical explanation, that's a hanaga that people do, like knocking on wood, let's say. You know, knock on wood, why do they do that? Why does knocking on wood make any sense? So you always have to be choshesh, if something that doesn't make any sense has its source in Darkei Amori. And if you look at the source of knock on wood, it does. So it has its source in Avodah Zarah. So v'shiyesh po shemetz avodus kochav mi'avoseim, and you have to assume that there's some shemetz of Avodah Zarah. But davar shenagu, says the Rama, l'toeles, k'gon shedarkon shkol misho rofei mumcha yesh l'malbush miyuchan. Something that makes sense. Like a doctor wears a white coat. That makes sense. If you're in the hospital, you want to know who the doctors are and who the orderlies are. It's very important to be able to identify which one you're going to go to in a case of emergency. So that you're allowed to do. So that's the Rama, according to this Marik, that dressing like a guy is only really an isser when it comes to Malbushe Pritzos. And the Shach, in your day over there, Sivkat Dalid, quotes this Rashi in Chulin, Perakal Abasar. It's interesting, in the new Shulchan Aruch that we have, there are a lot of new Shulchan Aruch, but in the print that we have in the Shul here, it quotes Perakal Abasar, Daf Kuv Zayin. They tried to fix all the typos and they missed one. But it's Daf Kuv Vav. So, okay, but anyway, it quotes this Raya from Rashi. And then he says, the raya is not a good raya. Shach writes, "Vamar agon zal shehu tamua." The ma'ase zeh shekasa Rashi who b'medrash Rabba parshas Balak. He says, because if you look at the full version of this ma'ase, it's in Medrash Rabba and parshas Balak. Visa sham shay b'shas hashmad, and the Medrash mentions over there that was shas hashmad. So they said in shas hashmad, when you had to act like a Jew only in private, then publicly you had to act like a guy. Obviously, we were dressing like guy, but that's not a raya to typically how a Jew is supposed to dress. So the Shach was not convinced by that raya. But anyway, that's how the Ramah Haskins. Okay, so that's the one story. What's this other story where it was Hotziu Isha Mibayla, or killed the person? So Rashi just refers cryptically, Perek Basra de Yuma, Bu'uvda de Kidar. The last perek of Yuma, there's a story there with Kidar. So the Gemara says, in Yuma Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara tells a story that Ramei, Rabbi Yudav, Rabbi Yossi, Abu Ka'azli, Bu'urcha, they were traveling on the road. Ramei, Rabbi Daik, Bishma, Rabbi Yudav, Rabbi Yossi, Lo, Abu Daiku, Bishma. Ramei would always be Medaik in a person's name, what his basic character was, and he would then make decisions based on that, whereas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yudav did not do that. So Kimatu Lahu Duchta, they got to a certain resting spot. Bo Shpiza Yavulahu Amrlo Mashimcha. So they looked for a place to stay, and they found a place to stay, and they said to the host, "What's your name?" Amrlahu Kidar. He said, "My name is Kidar." Amar Shmamina Adam Rashu. So Meir, who always paid attention to names, said, "If his name is Kidar, he's a Rasha." Shnemar Kidar Tapucho Seima. Kidar is from Lashon Kidar Tapucho Seima. But Rabbi Yudav Rabbi Yossi Ashlimu like Yisayu. Rabbi Yudav Rabbi Yossi gave their money to the guy. Rameir Lo Ashlim like Yisayu. Rameir wouldn't give his money for the guy to watch. Azulosu Be Kivri Davua. So he went to the base Hakvaros of his father. Chazale Bechalma. Tashakal Kisa Demanach Aresha Tehu Gavra. So he said to him in a dream, "Come take the wallet that's by the head of this person." L'machar Amaluhu Hachi Ischazi LiBichalmai. So the next day they said to them, "This I saw in my dream." Amalei Chalma DeBeisham She Lesbu Mamasha. Says now that you don't have to worry about a dream. Azul Rameir Minatre Kule Yoma Va'ase, and Rameir protected his stuff the whole day, and he was able to keep his items. L'machar Amrulo Havlan Kisan. The next day they said to this guy, "Give us our money back." Amrulu Lo Yedvar Me'elam. He says, "What do you mean money? I didn't take anything from you." Samrulu Rameir Ma'lo Lo Day Kisu B'Shmos. Rameir said, "Why didn't you pay attention to the guy's name? Amrulu Ma'lo Amrulon Mar. Why didn't you tell us that the guy's name? We didn't put two and two together. That Kidor Dor Tabuchas Ema Amrulu Emer Damri Anach Hashashach Zuki Mi'amri. I didn't want to say Lashnara. I know you have to be Choshesh when you see a guy with such a name, but I didn't know that I could tell you that you should stay away." So they came up with a plan, and the plan was they brought him to a place where they gave him to drink. And they saw that he had beans on his or lentils on his beard, on his mustache. So what happened was they went and they told the guy's wife, "Oh, your husband Kidor said that you should give us the money back, and the simon that he gave is that you served him lentils for lunch." So he went back home and he saw that his wife had given up the money, so he killed his wife. So there you have it, the mayim achronim, because he didn't wash the mayim achronim off his beards, so it hargues and nefesh, caused him to kill his wife. And the other alternate ending of that story is that he didn't kill his wife, but that he divorced his wife. So one way or the other, mayim achronim cost this guy that, and stealing cost this guy a lot. Now that's another answer in the Marik's Raya. Marik's whole Raya that you're allowed to dress like a guy is, if he did something worse, that he dressed like a guy, we shouldn't say that it was mayim rishonim that caused him to eat basar chazir. It was dressing like a guy that caused him to eat basar chazir. But from the other story, you see, the guy did something much worse. He stole. You could have said the fact that he stole caused him to kill his wife. But it says that the fact that he didn't wash mayim achronim, because that's what we're emphasizing over here. Even though in a chinami there are more serious yisurim that are in play over here. Okay, itmar. Chamei or, if you have water heated by fire, so Chizki amrei nothamim liyadayim. Chizki says you can't do netilas yadayim on such water. So we already discussed hot water, whether you could do netilas yadayim. So Rashi says that over here, that mayim harishonim, that you can't do mayim rishonim with such hot water, and this is in disagreement with the earlier Gemara where we discussed whether Yatzoledes or not Yatzoledes, and Chizki is a Tana, he's allowed to be Cholek. Tosa says, no, you don't say it disagrees at all. When we said Mayim Rishonim, Noten, Bein Becham, and Bein Mitzonein, so Chizki will assume, like the Lishna Kam of Rabbi Yanai, that when it's not Yad, that it's talking when it's not Yatzoledes. Over here we're talking about when it's Yatzoledes. So that's why he says, Ein Noten, Memil Yadayim, that it's beyond Yatzoledes. And Rabbi Yochanan, who disagrees, right? Rabbi Yochanan are not the memiladaim that you're allowed to wash with water heated by fire. Well, hold like the Lishna Basra, that Yatzaledis is mutter. So why does Rashi have to say that Chizki is cholek? You don't don't have to say that at all. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sha'alti Yesh Rabbi Gamliel, Benoshel Rabbi, Va'ochel Taros. So he says, I asked Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi, who happened to have been a great tzaddik, used to eat Taros, Va'omerli Kol Gedolei Galil Osen Kein. And he says, yeah, all the Gedolei Galil used to do like this. They would wash even with very hot water. Chami Tveria, what about the Chami Tveria, the natural hot springs of Tveria? So Chizkiah says, you can't do Netilas Yadayim, but you could dip your hands in the Chamei Tveria. Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Gufo Tovu Be'Anav V'Lo Panav Yad V'Rad. But he says, no, you could dip your whole body, you use it as a mikveh, but you can't dip Panav Yad V'Raglav, meaning you can't do Tvilas Yadayim in it. So frankly, more, what? Hasha Kol Gufo Tovu Be'Anav Panav Yad V'Raglav Kol Shkein. If it's a kosher mikveh to wash your entire body in, to do tevila b'mikvah, so it's not going to be good enough to dip your hands in. So Amar Rav Papa b'mekomo d'kuliyam lo pligi d'shari. If it's actually in its original location, and it's 40 sa gathered in one spot, so of course it's mutter to be tovel yadayim, your whole body, everything. Mishkal minayu b'manu d'kuliyam lo pligi d'asir. To take with a kli out of the Chamei Tveria, so everyone's going to hold that's no good, that does nothing. Ki pligi d'paskinu b'bas birta. The machlokas is, what if you channel some of the water out into a smaller pool, and that smaller pool has less than 40 sa. So Mar Sovergas Vinin Basbirta Atumana. Mar Sovergas Vinin, so question, do you make a gzera that that's too similar to a kli or not? That's the machlokas. Kitanoi, and is in fact a parallel to machlokas tanoim. Mayim she nifsalu mishtias behema. If water has become nifsal from an animal being able to drink from it, bekelim psulim, in kelim it's pasul, bekarka ksherin. If it's still in the ground, it's going to be kosher to do until sidaim. Rav Shimon Elozen Omer af bekarka. Even if it's in the ground, it's in a pool in the ground, you could dip your whole body in it, use it as a mikveh, but you can't do panav yad v'raglav. So hasha kol gufa tov ben yad v'raglav v'kol shkein, or panav yad v'raglav v'kol shkein. Meaning the same question, if you're allowed to dip your whole body in it, how can we say that you can't do tefillas panav yad v'raglav in it, if it could even serve as a mikveh for kol gufo? Elav de paskinu bebas pirta, ubahapligi de marsav gazrinan bas pirta, tumana marsav lo gazrinan. So it must be the case is like we said, where you channel off some of the water into a smaller pool that is less than 40 sa, and it's that pool that we're talking about, that there's a machlokas, whether we're gozer, that looks too much like putting the water into a kli, which would be no good, or you could assume that that's fine. The reason why we have a requirement of Netilas Yadayim for non-truma foods is because of Srach Truma. It's out of a concern that you can come to be Metame Truma. Stam Yadayim or Shniosein, there's a Dint Rabbanon that Yadayim that you haven't guarded and protected since the last time they've been washed have a status of Shnios Lutuma. And the only thing that can become tame from a sheni is truma or hagdish, but truma primarily can become a shlishi. Chulin can't become a shlishi. So why do we have to wash our hands when we eat chulin? Furthermore, there's a mitzvah to wash your hands. My mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? Am Rabbi, mitzvah l'shma, devrei chachamim. The mitzvah is mitzvah l'shma, devrei chachamim. Meaning, when we say mitzvah, meaning like the kind of thing you'd make a bracha on. You make a bracha, because you have a mitzvah l'shma, devrei chachamim. Rav am a mitzvah l'shma, devrei rablazav ben arach. T'chsiv v'kal asher yigo ba'azav, v'yadav lo shatav b'mayim. Rav says, it's a mitzvah l'shma, devrei rablazav ben arach. Rablazav ben arach was the one who taught us where in the Torah we have this idea of Mayim Rishonim. Because the Pasuk says, Kol Asher Yigav Azav Yadav Lo Shatav B'Mayim. So Amar Rav Elazar Ben Arach, Mikan Sam Chacham L'Netil Sidayim in the Torah. Here's an Asmachta for L'Netil Sidayim in the Pasuk. Amar Le Rav Elazar Ben Nachman, Mayim Mashma, where do you see L'Netil Sidayim in that Pasuk? Tichsiv Yadav Lo Shatav B'Mayim, HaShatav Tahar. Because it says Yadav Lo Shatav B'Mayim, that implies that if you did rinse it in water, it's Tahar. But HaTvila Bay, but wait a second, Azav needs Tvila. That in addition to one is a zav, if you touch a zav, and also someone who doesn't wash his hands, both are tamei. So you see that there's such a din of netil sidayim. Amar Blazer Amar Boshia, lo amar netil sidayim lepeiros selam mishum nekios. We only wash our hands for fruits because of cleanliness, but it has nothing to do with the halacha. Savrmina chova hu delaika mitzvah ika. So he thought, so you're not obligated to wash for fruits, but there is a mitzvah to wash for fruits. Amar lu rava lo chova v'lo mitzvah l'rushos. So Rav said, no, it's only
Mishus. Upligat Rav Nachman, all this is against Rav Nachman. Tom Rav Nachman, that it's gaiva to wash for peros. It's yura. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, havakim de kamei de Rabbi Yami v Rabbi Yasi. Aisil kamei kalkal de peru vachul v'mashu yadayim. I was by Rabbi Yami v Rabbi Yasi. They brought a basket full of fruits. He ate without washing his hands. V'lo yovel limidi, and he didn't give me any of the fruits. Ubarich chad chad l'chudein. Each Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yasi made their own brach rishona and achrona. So shma mina tlas. I learned three things from this maysa. Number one, shma mina in the tilsi daim l'peros. First, I see that you don't wash your hands for fruits. Ushma mina in mezamna l'peros. I also see that you don't make a zimun with peros, because if you did, then they would have given me some so that they could make a zimun. And also shma mina shnayim shachlu mitzvah lechalek. That when two people eat, you don't have one benching for everybody. When you do a zimun, so one person benches for everybody. But two people eat, they each make their own brachas, they don't bench for each other. Tanya Namiyachim of a Brisa says just like this, Shayim Shachlu mitzvah lichalik. If two people eat, so it's a mitzvah to divide up and not to bench together. But Medvar Mamurim Shay Shneim Sofrim. That's only when they're both Sofrim, when they're both capable of saying the brachas themselves. Avalechat Sofer Vechat Bur, Sofer Mavarichu Bur Yotzei. But if you have only one guy who's capable of saying the brachas and the other guy is a complete Bur, so let the Sofer be Mavarich and let the Bur be Yotzei. Tan Rabbanan, Netilas Yadayim L'chulin Ad HaPerek. To do Netilas Yadayim for chulin food, you wash up until the perek. What is the perek? Rashi Anamid Beis tells us. Top Rashi Anamid Beis, Perek Hasheni Shebeemtza Etzbaos. That are the second knuckle in the middle of the fingers. He says, since anyway it's only for srach truma, it's only drabanan mishum srach truma, so you only have to wash the parts that actually parts of your fingers that actually touch the food. So that's the perek hasheni shebeemtza etzbos, in the middle of that etzbos. The truma, but when you wash for truma, ad haperek, that's got to go all the way until the perek. Which perek is that? Perek Hashlishi Vubigavayad, the third knuckle, which is where the finger connects to the hand. Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim B'Mikdash Ad HaPerek. When they do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim in the Mikdash, that was also Ad HaPerek. Which perek is that? Rashi says, Perek HaElyon, Makom Chibra Yad Vazroa. It's the wrist. It's where the hand connects to the arm. That's the so the word Ad HaPerek means a whole bunch of different things. So for Chulin, for Truma, for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, it's a different Ad HaPerek for each one. So we call davar shechotzit b'tefila b'guf chotzit b'netilas yadayim l'chulin. Anything that's a chatzitza for tefila on the body is a chatzitza for netilas yadayim for chulin, u'b'kiddush yadayim v'ragayim b'migdash, and it's chatzitza for kiddush yadayim v'ragayim in the migdash. So what exactly is a chatzitza then? I had a shayla one several times. A lot of people ask if a woman is wearing her engagement ring or a wedding ring and her hands are swollen, does she have to remove it? Or even if her hands aren't swollen, let's say she's in a public place and she's afraid to take off her engagement ring when she washes because she's afraid it's gonna be lost or be taken. We had a Talmud once who called up that his wife said called him up and said, "I hope you're sitting down." He said, "What happened?" "I was in a pizza shop, took off my ring to wash, I forgot about it, came back 10 minutes later, it was gone. Her engagement ring, whatever it was, $10,000, gone, was not yet insured." Anyway, so the shaila is, does she have to, the boy handled it well. He said, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, I thought something was really a problem. It's just money, okay." So anyway,
it's your ring anyway.
It's his parents' money, but it's just money. So the shaila is, so are you allowed to remove the ring? So what's the halacha? The halacha by right, the Gemara over here in Chulin says, well, you have to look at what the halachas are by Tefillas Haguf. So what's the halacha by Tefillas Haguf? So it's Gemara Sukkah, Daf Vav and Beis. Tevar Torah Rubo Makbir Alav Chotzeitz, V'Sheino Makbir Alav Eino Chotzeitz, V'Gazral Rubo Sheino Makbir Mishum Rubo Makbir Al Mito Makbir Mishum Rubo Makbir. Long story short, in order for something not to be a chatzitza, it has to be on the minority of the body, and something that you're not makbid to have, that you have it there. And the definition of makbid is something that you're ever makbid for. And that's what the Beis Yosef quotes, that in the name of the Rokeach, and Beis Yosef writes, in the name of Agos Hashri, Sarich Lahasya Tabas Me'al Yado B'Shas Netilas Yadayim, because sometimes you do take off the ring when you're kneading dough or when you're doing something like that, you would take off the ring. So therefore you need to remove the ring. And he quotes the Rokeach is Cholek, but he thinks that you should take it off. In the Shulchan Aruch he writes in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim Simkuf Samachal of Siv Gimel, that it is necessary to take off the ring, even if it's loose fitting. As long as there's ever a time that you're makbid to take it off, when a woman showers, when she kneads dough, when she cooks, whatever, if there's ever a time that she's makbid, then she does need to remove the ring. So that, and that, even if it's loose fitting and the water could fit underneath. In Kaf HaChaim, in Simkuf Samach Aleph, Sivkat Lamed Beis, he writes, Misha biyado tabas zav ve'even tova kavua ba, u'misyari la'asiru me'atzvok, shiitu liyadav pen yishkachena v'yignavua. What if you have a case where there's a diamond in that ring and you're afraid to take it off, it might get stolen? Yesh lo takana shemitchili yishpoch mayim al yado yaman shabo atabas, ad sheibo tofeach al menas latpiach lahasir goldover achotzit, v'achar kach yimshoch atabas mimakom moshava l'malo l'matab makom. So he says, as long as it's movable, up and down the finger, he thinks you could wet the hand, move it up and down the finger, and allow the water to get to everywhere. That's what the Kaf HaChaim says, because of the concern for Hefsid, even though Shulchan Aruch seems to say not that way. In Tshuvas Or L'Tzion, Rabban Tzion Abishol, Chelik Beis, Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, Perek Yud Aleph, She'ela, Ha'im Nashim Tzrichos Asas Devas, Miyadon B'Shas Netilas Yadayim, do women need to remove their rings when they wash their hands? He says, B'Yameinu, Eina Nashim Tzrichos Asas Devas, Miyad B'Shas Netilas Yadayim, Va'af, even if it's very tightly fitting, so says Rabbi Tzion Abishol, women don't take off the rings when they need dough anymore. They never makbid to take off their rings, and therefore it's okay. So it depends on the metzias. Do women take off the rings when they need dough? So I asked some women. Some said yes, some said no, some said, what do you mean? I wear gloves when I need dough. Why would I take off my ring? So okay, I don't know. It's a good question. Amar Rebbe, ad kat l'chulin ad kat l'chuma. Rebbe would show on his hand where you had to wash for chulin and for truma. Ushmol amar ad kam ben luchulin ben luchuma luchumra. Shmol would say, there's a problem when you have things recorded, when you have videos. So up until here, this is where you wash. He was showing on his hand. So this is where you wash for truma or for chulin. But the Gemara adds in luchumra. He was showing the chumra that he would wash all the way to the end of the fingers, even for chulin. Rav Sheshes amar ad kam ben luchulin ben luchuma lekula. He yelled that no, for chulin and for truma you can wash even lekula. Sounds like the middle knuckle. Amar Bar Hedya, have a keimna kamed Rabbi Yami, va Amar ad kan ben luchulin ben luchuma luchumra. As by Rabbi Yami, he said ad kan ben luchulin ben luchuma luchumra to wash to the end of the fingers. Velo teimer Rabbi Yami mishum de kohen hu, and the Harebi Maishi Bar Berei de Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi hu livai va Amar ad kan ben luchulin ben luchuma luchumra. And don't think that it's only the kohanim that are makbid to be machmir to wash even for chulin all the way up to the knuckles. Even people who aren't kohanim who never eat truma, so the concern of strach truma is so much less. Even they are makbid. Even a bar levi was makbid to wash all the way to the ends of his fingers. Okay, we'll stop there. Pick up from Amarav tomorrow.